Zechariah. Chapter 1. In the 8th month. Heshvan, October-November. In the 2nd year of Darius. 3605 AH, 437 BC, the word of the Lord Jehovah came to Zechariah. Jehovah has remembered the son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo the prophet, saying, The Lord Jehovah has been greatly displeased with your forefathers. Therefore say to them, This is what the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes says. Turn to me, says the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes. And I will turn to you, says the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes. Do not be as your forefathers, to whom the former prophets have cried, saying, This is what the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes says. Turn now from your evil ways, and from your evil deeds, but they did not hear, nor listen to me, says the Lord Jehovah. Your forefathers, where are they? And the prophets, do they live forever? But my words and my laws, which I commanded my servants the prophets, did they not take hold of your forefathers? And they answered and said, The Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes, has dealt with us just as he thought to do to us, according to our ways, and according to our deeds. On the 24th day of the 11th month, which is the month Sabbath, January-February, in the 2nd year of Darius, 3605 AH, 437 BC, the word of the Lord Jehovah came to Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo the prophet, saying, I saw by night, and a man riding upon a red horse, and he stood among the myrtle trees that were in the valley. And behind him there were red horses, gray speckled, and white. Then I said, O my Lord, what are these? And the angel who talked with me said to me, I will show you what these are. And the man who stood among the myrtle trees answered and said, These are those whom the Lord Jehovah has sent to walk back and forth through the earth. And they spoke to the angel of the Lord Jehovah, who stood among the myrtle trees, and said, We have walked to and fro through the earth, and, indeed, all the earth sits still, and is at rest. Then the angel of the Lord Jehovah answered and said, O Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes, how long will you not have mercy on Jerusalem and on the cities of Judah, against which you have had indignation these 70 years? And the Lord Jehovah answered the angel who talked with me with good words and comfortable words. So the angel who communed with me said to me, Cry, saying, This is what the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes says. I am jealous for Jerusalem and for Zion with a great jealousy. And I am very greatly displeased with the heathen, ungodly nations, who are at ease, because I was but a little displeased, and they helped forward the affliction. Therefore this is what the Lord Jehovah says, I have returned to Jerusalem with mercies, my house, temple, shall be built in it, says the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes, and a measuring line shall be stretched forth upon Jerusalem. Cry again, saying, This is what the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes, says. My cities through prosperity shall yet be spread abroad. And the Lord Jehovah shall yet comfort Zion, and shall yet choose Jerusalem. Then I lifted up my eyes, and saw, and look, four horns, kings. And I said to the angel who talked with me, What are these? And he answered me, These are the horns, kings, who have scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. And the Lord Jehovah showed me four carpenters. Then I said, What did these come to do? And he spoke, saying, These are the horns, kings, who have scattered Judah, so that no man lifted up his head, but these have come to fight them, to cast out the horns, kings, of the Gentiles, non-Jews, nations, who lifted up their horn, king, over the land of Judah to scatter it.
Zechariah chapter 2. I lifted up my eyes again, and looked, and saw a man with a measuring line in his hand. Then I asked, Where are you going? And he said to me, measuring Jerusalem, to see what its width is, and what its length is. And indeed, the angel who talked with me went forth, and another angel went out to meet him, and said to him, Run, speak to this young man, saying, Jerusalem shall be lived in as towns without walls because of the multitude of men and cattle in it. Because, I, says the Lord Jehovah, will be to her a wall of fire all around, and will be the glory in her midst. Oh, listen, come forth, and flee from the land of the north, says the Lord Jehovah. Because I have spread you abroad as the four winds of the heaven, says the Lord Jehovah. Deliver yourself, O Zion, who lives with the daughter of Babylon. Because this is what the Lord Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes, says. After the glory he has sent me to the nations which spoiled you, because he who touches you touches the apple of his eye. Because, indeed, I will shake my hand upon them, and they will be a spoil to their servants. And you will know that the Lord Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes, has sent me. Sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion. Because, indeed, I am coming, and I will live in the midst of you, says the Lord Jehovah. And many nations shall be joined to the Lord Jehovah in that day, and will be my people. And I will live in your midst, and you will know that the Lord Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes, has sent me to you. And the Lord Jehovah will inherit Judah his portion in the Holy Land, and will choose Jerusalem again. Be silent, O all flesh, before the Lord Jehovah, because he is raised up out of his holy house temple. Zechariah chapter 3. And he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord Jehovah, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. And the Lord Jehovah said to Satan, The Lord Jehovah rebuke you, O Satan. Even the Lord Jehovah who has chosen Jerusalem rebukes you, is this not a brand plucked out of the fire? Now Joshua was clothed with filthy clothes, and stood before the angel. And he answered and spoke to those who stood before him, saying, Take away the filthy clothes from him. And to him he said, Indeed, I have caused your sin to pass from you, and I will clothe you with a change of clothes. And I said, Let them set a fair mitre, priestly hat, upon his head. So they set a fair mitre, priestly hat, upon his head, and clothed him with robes. And the angel of the Lord Jehovah stood by. And the angel of the Lord Jehovah spoke to Joshua, saying, This is what the Lord Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes, says. If you will walk in my ways, and if you will keep my charge, then you shall also judge my house, and shall also keep my courts, and I will give you places to walk among these who stand by. Listen now, O Joshua the high priest, you, and your fellows who sit before you, because they are men wondered at. Because, indeed, I will bring forth my servant the branch. Because look the stone that I have laid before Joshua, upon one stone shall seven eyes be. See, I will engrave its engraving, says the Lord Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes. And I will remove the evil of that land in one day. In that day, says the Lord Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes. Every one of you shall call his neighbor under the vine and under the fig tree. Zechariah chapter 4. And the angel who talked with me came again, and awoke me, as a man who is awakened out of his sleep. And said to me, What do you see? And I said, I have looked, and I see a candlestick all of gold, with a bowl upon its top, and its seven lamps on it, and seven pipes to the seven lamps, which are upon its top. And two olive trees by it, one upon the right side of the bowl, and the other upon the left side of it. So I answered and spoke to the angel who talked with me, saying, What are these, my Lord? Then the angel who talked with me answered and said to me, Do you not know what these are? And I said, No, my Lord. Then he answered and spoke to me, saying, This is the word of the Lord Jehovah to Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit. Says the Lord Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes. Who are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel you shall become a plain. And he shall bring forth its headstone with shouts, crying, Grace, grace. Undeserved favor. To it. Furthermore the word of the Lord Jehovah came to me, saying, The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house temple. His hands will also finish it. And you will know that the Lord Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes, has sent me to you. Because who has despised the day of small things? Because they will rejoice, and will see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel with those seven. They are the eyes of the Lord Jehovah, which run back and forth through the whole earth. Then I answered, and said to him, What are these two olive trees upon the right side of the candlestick and upon its left side? And I asked again, and asked him, What are these two olive branches which through the two golden pipes empty the golden oil out of themselves? And he answered me and said, Do you not know what these are? And I said, No, my Lord. Then he said, These are the two anointed ones, who stand by the Lord of the whole earth. Zechariah chapter 5. Then I turned, and lifted up my eyes, and looked, and saw a flying scroll. And he said to me, What do you see? And I answered, I see a flying scroll, its length is 20 cubits. About 30 feet, 9.2 meters, and its width 10 cubits. About 15 feet, 4.6 meters. Then he said to me, This is the curse that goes forth over the face of the whole earth, because according to this side everyone who steals shall be cut off, and according to the other side everyone who swears shall be cut off. I will bring it forth, says the Lord Jehovah of hosts. Armies, multitudes. And it shall enter into the house of the thief, and into the house of him who swears falsely by my name. And it shall remain in the midst of his house, and shall consume it with its timbers and its stones. Then the angel who talked with me went forth, and said to me, Lift up now your eyes, and see what this is that goes forth. And I said, What is it? And he said, This is an ephah. A container that holds about 6 gallons, 22 liters, that goes forth. Furthermore he said, This is what they represent through all the earth. And, look, there was lifted up a talent of lead. About 75.6 pounds, 34.3 kilograms, and this is a woman who sits in the midst of the ephah. Container. And he said, This is wickedness. And he cast it into the midst of the ephah, a container that holds about 6 gallons, 22 liters, and he cast the weight of lead upon its mouth. Then I lifted up my eyes, and looked, and, there came out two women, and the wind was in their wings. Because they had wings like the wings of a stork. And they lifted up the ephah. Container. Between the earth and the heaven. Then I asked the angel who talked with me, Where are these carrying the ephah? Container. And he said to me, To build it a house in the land of Shinar. And it shall be established, and set there upon its own base. Zechariah chapter 6. And I turned, and lifted up my eyes, and looked, and there came four chariots out from between two mountains. And the mountains were mountains of brass. In the first chariot were red horses, and in the second chariot black horses. And in the third chariot white horses. And in the fourth chariot gray speckled and red horses. Then I answered and asked the angel who talked with me, What are these, my Lord? And the angel answered and said to me, These are the four spirits of the heavens, which go forth from standing before the Lord of all the earth. The black horses which are in it go forth into the north country, and the white go forth after them. And the gray speckled go forth towards the south country. And the red went forth, and sought to go that they might walk back and forth through the earth. And he said, Go from here, walk back and forth through the earth. So they walked back and forth through the earth. Then he cried to me, and spoke to me, saying, Indeed, these who go toward the north country have quieted my spirit in the north country. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Take of those of the captivity, even of Heldai, of Tobijah, and of Jediah, who have come from Babylon, and you come the same day, and go into the house of Josiah the son of Zephaniah. Then take silver and gold, and make crowns, and set them upon the head of Joshua the son of Jozadak, the high priest. And speak to him, saying, This is what the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes, says. Indeed, the man whose name is the branch. And he shall grow up out of his place, and he shall build the temple of the Lord Jehovah. Even he shall build the temple of the Lord Jehovah, and he shall bear the glory, and shall sit and rule upon his throne, and he shall be a priest upon his throne. And the council of peace shall be between them both. And the crowns shall be to Helam, and to Tobijah, and to Jediah, and to Hen the son of Zephaniah, for a memorial in the temple of the Lord Jehovah. And those who are far off will come and build in the temple of the Lord Jehovah, and you will know that the Lord Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes, has sent me to you. And this will come to pass, if you will diligently obey the voice of the Lord Jehovah, your God. Zechariah chapter 7. And it came to pass in the fourth year of King Darius, 3607 AH, 435 BC, that the word of the Lord Jehovah came to Zechariah in the fourth day of the ninth month, even in Chislew, November-December, when they had sent to the house, temple, of God Sherezer and Regemmelech, and their men, to pray before the Lord Jehovah, and to speak to the priests who were in the house temple of the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes, and to the prophets, saying, should I weep in the fifth month, a flat July August, separating myself, as I have done these so many years, then the word of the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes, came to me, saying, speak to all the people of the land, and to the priests, saying, when you fasted and mourned in the fifth month, a flat July August, and seventh month, Tishri, September October, even those 70 years, did you at all fast to me, even to me? And when you ate, and when you drank, did you not eat for yourselves, and drink for yourselves? Should you not hear the words which the Lord Jehovah has cried by the former prophets, when Jerusalem was inhabited, lived in, and in prosperity, and its cities all around her, when men lived in the south and the plain? And the word of the Lord Jehovah came to Zechariah, saying, this is what the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes, says, saying, let everyone execute true judgment, and show mercy and compassion to his brother, and do not oppress the widow, nor the fatherless, the stranger, nor the poor, and let none of you imagine evil against his brother in your heart. But they refused to listen, and pulled away the shoulder, and stopped their ears, that they should not hear. Yes, they made their hearts as a hardened stone, lest they should hear the law, and the words which the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes, has sent in his spirit by the former prophets. Therefore a great wrath, anger, judgment, came from the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes. Therefore it has come to pass, that as he cried, and they would not hear, so they cried, and I would not hear, says the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes. But I scattered them with a whirlwind among all the nations whom they did not know. And so the land became desolate after them, so that no man passed through nor returned, because they laid the pleasant land desolate. Zechariah chapter 8. Again the word of the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes, came to me, saying, this is what the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes, says. I was jealous for Zion with great jealousy, and I was jealous for her with great fury. This is what the Lord Jehovah says. I have returned to Zion, and will live in the midst of Jerusalem, and Jerusalem will be called a city of truth. And the mountain of the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes, the holy mountain. This is what the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes, says. There will yet live old men and old women in the streets of Jerusalem, and every man with his staff in his hand because of old age. And the streets of the city will be full of boys and girls playing in its streets. This is what the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes, says. If it is marvelous in the eyes of the remnant of this people in these days, should it also be marvelous in my eyes, says the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes. This is what the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes, says. Indeed, I will save my people from the east country, and from the west country. And I will bring them, and they shall live in the midst of Jerusalem, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God, in truth and in righteousness. This is what the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes, says. Let your hands be strong, you who hear in these days these words by the mouth of the prophets, who were in the day that the foundation of the house temple of the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes, was laid, that the temple might be built. Because before these days there was no hire for man, nor any hire for beast, neither was there any peace to him who went out or came in because of the affliction, because I set all men every one against his neighbor. But now I will not be to the remnant of this people as in the former days, says the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes. Because the seed shall be prosperous. The vine will give her fruit, and the ground will give her increase, and the heavens will give their due. And I will cause the remnant of this people to possess all these things. And it will come to pass, that as you were a curse among the heathen, ungodly nations, O house of Judah, and house of Israel, So I will save you, and you will be a blessing. Do not fear, but let your hands be strong. Because this is what the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes says. As I thought to punish you, when your forefathers provoked me to wrath, anger, judgment, says the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes, and I did not repent. So again I have thought in these days to do well to Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. Do not fear. These are the things that you shall do: let every man speak the truth to his neighbor, execute the judgment of truth and peace in your gates. And let none of you imagine evil in your hearts against his neighbor, and love no false oath. Because all these are things that I hate, says the Lord Jehovah. And the word of the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes came to me, saying, This is what the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes says. The fast of the fourth month, Tammuz, Jun, July, and the fast of the fifth month, A flat, July, August, and the fast of the seventh month, Tishri, September, October, and the fast of the tenth month, Tibet, December, January, shall be to the house of Judah joy and gladness, and cheerful feasts. Therefore love the truth and peace. This is what the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes, says. It will yet come to pass, that there will come people, and those who live in many cities. And those who live in one city will go to another, saying, Let us quickly go to pray before the Lord Jehovah, and to seek the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes. I will go also. Yes, many people and strong nations will come to seek the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes, in Jerusalem, and to pray before the Lord Jehovah. This is what the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes says. In those days it will come to pass, that 10 men will take hold out of all languages of the nations, even will take hold of the clothes of him who is a Jew, saying, We will go with you, because we have heard that God is with you. Zechariah chapter 9. The vision of the word of the Lord Jehovah in the land of Hadrach, and Damascus will be its rest. When the eyes of man, as of all the tribes of Israel, will be towards the Lord Jehovah. And Hamath also will border by it, Tyrus, and Zidon, though it is very wise. And Tyrus built herself a stronghold, and heaped up silver as the dust, and fine gold as the mire, mud of the streets. Indeed, the Lord will cast her out, and he will strike her power in the sea, and she shall be burned up with fire. Ashkelon will see it, and fear. Gaza also shall see it, and be very sorrowful, and Ekron, because her expectation will be ashamed. And the king will perish from Gaza, and no one will live in Ashkelon. And an illegitimate child will live in Ashdod, and I will cut off the pride of the Philistines. And I will take away his blood out of his mouth, and his abominations from between his teeth. But he who remains, even he, will be for our God, and he will be as a governor in Judah, and Ekron as a Jebusite. And I will encamp around my house, temple, because of the army, because of him who passes by, and because of him who returns, and no oppressor will pass through them any more. Because now I have seen with my eyes. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion, shout, O daughter of Jerusalem, look, your king comes to you, he is just, and having salvation, humble, and riding upon a donkey, upon a colt the foal of a donkey. And I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim, and the horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow will be cut off. And he will speak peace to the heathen, ungodly nations. And his kingdom will be from sea even to sea, and from the river even to the ends of the earth. As for you also, by the blood of your covenant I have sent forth your prisoners out of the pit in which there is no water. Turn to the stronghold, you prisoners of hope, even today I do declare that I will pay double to you. When I have bent Judah for myself, filled the bow with Ephraim, and raised up your sons, O Zion, against your sons, O Greece, and made you as the sword of a mighty man. And the Lord Jehovah will be seen over them, and his arrow will go forth as the lightning. And the Lord God Jehovah will blow the trumpet, and will go with whirlwinds of the south. The Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes, will defend them. And they will devour, and subdue with sling stones, and they will drink, and make a noise as through wine, and they will be filled like bowls, and as the corners of the altar. And the Lord Jehovah their God will save them in that day as the flock of his people, because they will be as the stones of a crown, lifted up as a banner, flag, upon his land. Because how great his goodness is, and how great his beauty is. Corn will make the young men cheerful, and new wine the maids. Zechariah chapter 10. Ask of the Lord Jehovah rain in the time of the latter rain. So the Lord Jehovah will make bright clouds, and give them showers of rain, to everyone grass in the field. Because the idols have spoken vanity, and the diviners have seen a lie, and have told false dreams. They comfort in vain. Therefore they went their way as a flock, they were troubled, because there was no shepherd. My anger was kindled against the shepherds, and I punished the goats, because the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes, has visited his flock the house of Judah, and has made them as his good horse in the battle. Out of him came forth the corner, out of him the nail, out of him the battle bow, out of him every oppressor together. And they will be as mighty men, who tread down their enemies in the mire, mud, of the streets in the battle. And they shall fight, because the Lord Jehovah is with them, and the riders on horses shall be confounded. And I will strengthen the house of Judah, and I will save the house of Joseph, and I will bring them again to place them. Because I have mercy upon them. And they shall be as though I had not cast them off. Because I am the Lord Jehovah their God, and will hear them. And those of Ephraim will be like a mighty man, and their hearts will rejoice as through wine. Yes, their children will see it, and be glad. Their hearts will rejoice in the Lord Jehovah. I will whistle for them, and gather them, because I have redeemed them. And they will increase as they have increased. And I will sow them among the people. And they will remember me in far countries. And they will live with their children, and return. I will bring them again also out of the land of Egypt, and gather them out of Assyria, and I will bring them into the land of Gilead and Lebanon, and place will not be found for them. And he will pass through the sea with affliction, and will strike the waves in the sea, and all the deeps of the river will dry up. And the pride of Assyria will be brought down, and the scepter kingdom of Egypt will depart away. And I will strengthen them in the Lord Jehovah, and they will walk up and down in his name, says the Lord Jehovah. Zechariah chapter 11. Open your doors, O Lebanon, that the fire may devour your cedars. Howl, fir tree. Because the cedar has fallen. Because the mighty are spoiled, howl, O you oaks of Bashan. Because the forest of the vintage has come down. There is a voice of the howling of the shepherds, because their glory is spoiled. A voice of the roaring of young lions, because the pride of Jordan is spoiled. This is what the Lord Jehovah, my God says, feed the flock of the slaughter. Whose possessors kill them, and do not hold themselves guilty, and those who sell them say, blessed is the Lord Jehovah. Because I am rich. And their own shepherds do not pity them. Because I will no more pity those who live in the land, says the Lord Jehovah. But, indeed, I will deliver every man into his neighbor's hand, and into the hand of his king. And they will strike the land, and out of their hand I will not deliver them. And I will feed the flock of slaughter, even you, O poor of the flock. And I took to myself two clubs. The one I called beauty, and the other I called bands, and I fed the flock. Three shepherds also I cut off in 1 month, and my soul hated them, and their souls also hated me. Then I said, I will not feed you. Let that which dies, let it die. And let that which is to be cut off, let it be cut off, and let all the rest eat the flesh of another. And I took my staff, even beauty, and cut it away, that I might break my covenant which I had made with all the people. And it was broken in that day. And so the poor of the flock that waited upon me knew that it was the word of the Lord Jehovah. And I said to them, if you think clearly, give me my price, and if not, forbear. So they weighed for my price 30 pieces of silver. And the Lord Jehovah said to me, cast it to the potter. A goodly price that I was valued by them. And I took the 30 pieces of silver, and cast them to the potter in the house temple of the Lord Jehovah. Then I cut my other staff in pieces, even bands, that I might break the brotherhood between Judah and Israel. And the Lord Jehovah said to me, take to yourself the instruments of a foolish shepherd. Because, indeed, I will raise up a shepherd in the land, who will not visit those who are cut off, neither will seek the young one, nor heal that which is broken, nor feed that which stands still. But he will eat the flesh of the fat, and tear their claws in pieces. Woe to the idle shepherd who leaves the flock. The sword will be upon his arm, and upon his right eye. His arm will be completely dried up, and his right eye will be completely darkened. Zechariah chapter 12. The vision of the word of the Lord Jehovah for Israel. This is what the Lord Jehovah says, who stretches forth the heavens, and lays the foundation of the earth, and forms the spirit of man within him. Indeed, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling to all the people all around, when they will be in the siege both against Judah and against Jerusalem. And in that day I will make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people, all who burden themselves with it will be cut in pieces, though all the people of the earth will be gathered together against it. In that day, says the Lord Jehovah, I will strike every horse with astonishment, and his rider with madness, and I will open my eyes upon the house of Judah, and will strike every horse of the people with blindness. And the governors of Judah will say in their hearts, Those who live in Jerusalem will be my strength in the Lord Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes. Their God. In that day I will make the governors of Judah like a hearth of fire among the wood, and like a torch of fire in a sheaf. And they will devour all the people all around, on the right hand and on the left, and Jerusalem will be lived in again in her own place, even in Jerusalem. The Lord Jehovah also will save the tents of Judah first, that the glory of the house of David and the glory of those who live in Jerusalem do not magnify themselves against Judah. In that day the Lord Jehovah will defend those who live in Jerusalem, and he who is feeble among them at that day will be as David. And the house of David will be as God, as the angel of the Lord Jehovah before them. And it will come to pass in that day, that I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. And I will pour upon the house of David, and upon those who live in Jerusalem, the spirit of grace and of requests. And they will look upon me whom they have pierced, and they will mourn for him, as one mourns for his only son, and will be in bitterness for him, as one who is in bitterness for his firstborn. In that day there will be a great mourning in Jerusalem, as the mourning of Hadadrimmon in the valley of Megiddon. And the land will mourn, every family apart. The family of the house of David apart, and their wives apart, the family of the house of Nathan apart, and their wives apart. The family of the house of Levi apart, and their wives apart, the family of Shimei apart, and their wives apart. All the families that remain, every family apart, and their wives apart.
Zechariah chapter 13. In that day there shall be a fountain open to the house of David and to those who live in Jerusalem for sin and for uncleanness. And it will come to pass in that day, says the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes, that I will cut off the names of the idols out of the land, and they will be remembered no more. And also I will cause the prophets and the unclean spirit to pass out of the land. And it will come to pass, that when any will yet prophesy, then his father and his mother who gave birth to him will say to him, You shall not live, because you speak lies in the name of the Lord Jehovah, and his father and mother who gave birth to him will thrust him through, kill him with a sword. When he prophesies, and it will come to pass in that day, that the prophets will be ashamed everyone of his vision, when he has prophesied. Neither will they wear rough clothes to deceive. But he will say, I am no prophet. I am a husbandman, farmer, rancher, because man taught me to keep cattle from my youth. And one will say to him, What are these wounds in your hands? Then he will answer, I was wounded with these in the house of my friends. Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, and against the man who is my fellow, says the Lord Jehovah of hosts. Armies, multitudes, strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered. And I will turn my hand upon the little ones. And it will come to pass, that in all the land, says the Lord Jehovah, two parts in it will be cut off and die, but the third will be left in it. And I will bring the third part through the fire, and will refine them as silver is refined, and will try them as gold is tried. They will call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say, These are my people, and they will say, The Lord Jehovah is my God. Zechariah chapter 14. Indeed, the day of the Lord Jehovah is coming, and your spoil will be divided in your midst. Because I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city will be taken, and the houses rifled, and the women ravished, and half of the city will go forth into captivity, and the remnant of the people will not be cut off from the city. Then the Lord Jehovah will go forth, and fight against those nations, as when he fought in the day of battle. And his feet will stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east, and the Mount of Olives will split in its midst towards the east and towards the west, and there will be a very great valley. And half of the mountain will move towards the north, and half of it towards the south. And you will flee to the valley of the mountains. Because the valley of the mountains will reach to Azal. Yes, you will flee, as you fled from before the earthquake in the days of Uzziah king of Judah. And the Lord, Jehovah, my God will come, and all the saints with you. And it will come to pass in that day, that the light will not be clear, nor dark. But it will be one day which will be known to the Lord, Jehovah, not day, nor night, but it will come to pass, that at evening time it will be light. And it will be in that day, that living waters will go out from Jerusalem, half of them towards the eastern Dead Sea, and half of them towards the western Mediterranean Sea. In summer and in winter it will be. And the Lord, Jehovah, will be king over all the earth. In that day there will be one Lord, Jehovah, and his name one. All the land will be turned into a plain from Geba to Rimmon south of Jerusalem, and it will be lifted up, and lived in her place, from Benjamin's gate to the place of the first gate, to the corner gate, and from the tower of Hananel to the king's wine presses. And men will live in it, and there will be no more complete destruction, but Jerusalem will be safely lived in. And this will be the plague with which the Lord, Jehovah, will strike all the people who have fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh will consume away while they stand upon their feet, and their eyes will consume away in their holes, and their tongue will consume away in their mouth. And it will come to pass in that day, that a great tumult from the Lord, Jehovah, will be among them. And they will lay hold everyone on the hand of his neighbor, and his hand will rise up against the hand of his neighbor. And Judah also will fight at Jerusalem. And the wealth of all the heathen, ungodly nations, all around will be gathered together, gold, and silver, and clothing, in great abundance. And so shall the plague of the horse be, of the mule, of the camel, and of the donkey, and of all the beasts that will be in these tents, as this plague. And it will come to pass, that everyone who is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem will even go up from year to worship the King, the Lord Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes. And to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. And it will be, that whoever will not come up of all the families of the earth to Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes, even upon them there will be no rain. And if the family of Egypt does not go up, and does not come, who has no rain, there will be the plague, with which the Lord Jehovah will strike the heathen, ungodly nations, who do not come up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. This will be the punishment of Egypt, and the punishment of all nations that do not come up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. In that day there will be inscribed upon the bells of the horses, Holiness to the Lord Jehovah. And the pots in the Lord's, Jehovah's, house, temple, will be like the bowls before the altar. Yes, every pot in Jerusalem and in Judah will be holiness to the Lord, Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes. And all those who sacrifice will come and take of them, and boil in them, and in that day the Canaanite will no more be in the house, temple, of the Lord, Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes.